And tell me about how long after this second search began did you receive any information?
Under 10 minutes. Very soon.
So you conducted this team meeting where you had all these agents, sent them out, and you say within 10 minutes you received some information back?
I would say it was very quick. I would say it was within 10 minutes of sending the teams out.
What was the information that you received?
Received a call from one of the FBI agents that had been assigned to a search team. Sorry. He told me that they found what he believed to be blood evidence in the stairwell of one of the apartments that we had actually not been able to get into on the first search.
What was your thoughts at that moment?
I just thought about this poor family and having to I've been involved in several other homicide investigations and just thoughts of having to tell this family what had happened. I wasn't so much, I guess, concerned about what I thought we had as to what was going to happen in the future.
Did you receive a second call?
After the first call, I immediately called my lieutenant and notified him. He was back at the command center at the police department. And before I was finished with that call, I got a second call from Agent Olson.
And what was that second call?
They had found the body of a young girl in the shower of that apartment. She was unresponsive and cold to the touch.
Did you go to that location?
I ended that phone call, notified my supervisor immediately, and then immediately responded to that location.
Tell me what you saw as you arrived.
There were the FBI agents that had been assigned to search that apartment there. There was, I believe, four adult men inside the apartment sitting on a couch. And I met with Agent Olson, and he explained what he had seen and what they knew about the crime scene to that point.
At that point in time, what was your directions to your investigators?
I assigned, before I made it up there, I had assigned two of the detectives to respond there and take over the scene, from the FBI agents. So I believe I made that assignment while I was making other phone calls and en route to the scene. But I assigned them to respond and take command of the scene so that we could, keep that within our department, so to speak, for further efforts down the road.
As you arrived, had the scene been secured then?
Yes. Basically, the integrity of it had. We didn't have anybody else downstairs. We knew we had everybody that was in the apartment in that front room on the main floor. And I had enough people there for security and making sure that nobody else could enter that crime scene.
Did you request the Utah State Crime Lab to come out and assist with collection of evidence?
Eventually, yes.
Was that after obtaining search warrants?
Yes, I believe so. It was hours, hours, hours later.
But there weren't people going in and out of the scene?
No.
Did you have an opportunity to go down into the basement?
I did.
Tell me what you observed.
After the other men were removed, and we had the scene secure, as the investigation supervisor on all these scenes that I've been on, it's typical procedure to at least look at the scene so that I can disseminate information to those people that need it. I stepped into the stairwell and looked down, and I could see the what was believed to be blood evidence on the wall. And I walked down and into the room. And there was other, some blood spattering and other blood evidence that kind of led to the bathroom, which was in the kind of southeast corner of the basement.
Did you enter that bathroom?
There was a lot of blood in the room, and I just barely stepped past the threshold and looked at her in the shower.
Was she deceased?
I would say that she was obviously deceased. It was obvious that her arm was broken and that she had received some trauma. And she was, I would say, kind of in a fetal position, face down.
Let me ask you this, in your observations with regards to that crime scene, were people walking around in bare feet?
I would say that, you mean as far as officers?
Yes.
No. I had my shoes on, all the other officers had their shoes on, there was no, nobody from the time we came upon the scene and secured it to the time we left it had their shoes off, as far as officers or other authorities.
What about others?
I believe the men that were in the apartment all had their shoes off. We had to make sure that we had get their shoes on because of the weather outside before we could transport them back to the office. So it was obvious that they all weren't wearing shoes, or whoever resided there didn't wear shoes inside the apartment.
Okay.